Romans chapter 1, verse 17 tells us that God is righteous. And let's not gloss over this. That means that God, by nature, is always right in thought and word and motive and action. He doesn't ever bend the rules. He doesn't compromise so that he might look loving. He is loving because he is just. And this should comfort us and terrify us. Comfort because God won't lie, cheat, or fail. But it should terrify us because we're not like him, and we can't just stroll into his presence with stained hands and crooked hearts. But here's the beauty of the gospel. That same righteousness that should destroy us is what actually saves us. God is righteous in how he saves. He doesn't lower the standard, but rather he fulfills the standard through Jesus Christ. And when a person places their trust, puts their hope, and embraces Jesus, Jesus's righteousness gets put on that person's account. And so you can pray this today. Righteous God, thank you for being both just and merciful, and help me live in awe of your perfection. Here are two people that you can pray for today. Stan and Donna Scroggins, our Asia-Pacific coordinators, and also the Samini LifeWord broadcast for the people of Bolivia. And keep this in mind. God doesn't sweep sin away. He deals with it righteously by nailing it to the cross.